Suspected anti-vaxxers have been making bogus vaccination bookings in one of the most unprotected areas of the country. They've been targeting Tairawhiti, where only 74% of people have had at least one dose and just 63% of Māori. The College of GPs president, Sam Merton, told health correspondent Rowan Quinn one small clinic in Tairawhiti had about 90 fake bookings in just a few days.
Well, it's very distressing for people when they're trying to book in and they can't get a booking, and then the booking would have been available, but it hasn't been filled. And then also you're wasting vaccine potentially, and so that's also very distressing because there is a limited resource, and even if the resource was lots of it, you're wasting resource, which is not good. And then you've got staff who are ready and waiting to start doing some vaccination and no one's turning up. So it has an impact on all sorts of people, and is really detrimental to those who are really keen to get a vaccination when there's no bookings available for them.
And Tairawhiti, so I guess they've struggled with some of their vaccination rates in parts of there. So, I mean, is this creating another barrier to people who might have been like, this is the day I'm going to get vaccinated, and then can't?
Yeah, and I think for places where people are stretched and they have limited availability, if on the day that they are available to get a vaccine, then there's no bookings because it's filled up with people who are not actually going to turn up for it, then that's all fake names, then that's really devastating, and devastating especially in those small areas, areas where there's vulnerable people, and where there's a whole lot of effort put in trying to get people to get vaccinated, and to the people who's trying to book in, it just looks like, oh, this is just hopeless. And how many times do you try when the bookings get filled up all the time? So it is very distressing, and especially when it's potentially vulnerable people who are missing out. I'm just surprised that people, it's all very well for someone to have an opinion for themselves about vaccination, but then when you start creating difficulties for others to have their vaccination, that's a different ball game. That's the next level. And so I think, you know, we're all entitled to a choice. We're all entitled to our own opinion. But actually your choice and opinion shouldn't be causing harm to others. And that's what this is doing, is potentially causing harm to others.
And is there anything you can do to try to find out who's behind this?
Well, I think, to my mind, I'd be getting a bit forensic with it and looking at IP addresses and people who are doing these sorts of things, because I think it's probably illegal activity, I would expect. But and so, yeah, I would be keen on people to sort of investigate it a bit further and see where those bookings are coming from, and take some action.
Do you think it's possible, something that the police should get involved with?
I think the police could get involved. It may be an effort, more effort than they have time for. But I think, you know, if it is a big, I can't imagine that there's enough numbers. So there may be a small number of people who are creating these bogus names. And if it is a few people doing it, then I think it would be good to get on top of it.
Sam Merton from the College of GPs there. The Ministry of Health says it's investigating a small number of fake bookings to its national system, and says it's extremely disappointing and irresponsible behaviour.